Phoneboy Speaks, episode 69, RSA Conference 2013, Blur. Today marks the beginning of the RSA Conference 2013 in San Francisco, California at the Moscone Center. I'll be there because I'm a Checkpoint employee and I'm working the booth talking about virtualization and cloud security offerings that we have. And yeah, it's a big trade show. A lot of companies will be there talking about their wares and doing various things to get you to come to their booth and allow them to scan your badge so that you can become a sales lead. That's the way these things work. And that said, there's a lot of other value that happens aside from trying to generate sales leads. Because let's face it, the kinds of solutions that at least, you know, Checkpoint sells, you're not going to be buying them, you know, sort of, you know, off the street unless you know exactly what you're buying. There's usually a sales process, and we have to make sure that you're buying the right thing and work with you to come up with the right solution to fit your needs and your budget. But at a trade show like RSA Conference, you're going to see a lot of different vendor solutions, and you're going to get a mile wide and an inch deep, kind of like the CISSP certification exam, if you've ever been through that. These shows, yes, you get to see a lot of different products. You could spend all day, you know, sort of wandering the booths and getting swag and stuff. And I mean, I do that to an extent. But I also spend a lot of time working at the booth and talking with customers. And honestly, I enjoy that. I love getting in front of customers and talking to them about their products and stuff. But the, you know, even though I will probably be doing cloud and virtual security stuff, I'm going to be doing other stuff too, because let's face it, a customer will come up to you and ask a question about potentially anything about the product suite. And so you kind of have to be thinking on your feet. So it is kind of a fun time to get in front of customers. But also it's good to meet people that I haven't seen in, you know, years in some cases. We all in the security industry seem to sort of run in very concentric circles, and we run into each other at times like RSA. There's probably other conferences out there that are more focused around security content rather than selling stuff, and there's a lot of them, some of the B-sides and some of the other conferences. There's ShmooCon, and I'm blanking on a bunch of the names, but people get together and talk security all the time, and this is people selling stuff. Of course, but they also talk about security topics as well. I mean, we've got a couple of speakers. They're going to be talking about security issues and not necessarily selling Checkpoint, of course, but talking about security problems and doing it on the, you know, the keynote stages and whatnot. So for private conversations, though, I mean, there's plenty of those that go on. As I say, I run into people that I haven't seen in years, and there's parties and other forms of socialization that go on. Even though, as a general rule, trade shows, I think, are probably sort of running their course in terms of usefulness, I still find RSA useful because, let's face it, security is a huge topic, or computer security, network security. There's a lot of different elements to it. There's the networks, there's the devices, there's intrusion detection, there's log analysis, there's just knowing how to do security stuff. I mean, the CISSP folks, or the ISC squared folks will have a booth there for sure. SANS Institute will. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other companies that talk about security education that are there as well. And it's, as I say, it's a great place to go just to kind of get a lay of the security land. And yes, you're gonna get sold to. It's the way these trade shows work. That's why people have booths in different places or have booths of different sizes. There's a lot of money changing hands here. Certainly, even before you get to the RSA, you're going to spend a lot of money either putting the demos up or, in my case, buying insoles for my shoes because I'm going to be on my feet for several hours a day. So anyway, I'm about to enter the RSA conference blur, as it were, and over the next couple of days, I hope to be able to record and put up a couple of either notes from the showroom floor, possibly interview people, although with my tools and stuff, that may not be feasible. But maybe I'll talk with a few people and I'll record a few thoughts and throw it up on the feed. But if I don't publish anything in the next couple of days, you'll know it's because I'm at the RSA conference. And surely that there's going to be, there'll be a lot to talk about when I come back. I'm sure I'll have stories of people I've met and stuff. So for those of you who aren't security focused, you may skip the next couple of episodes, but, or even if you just want to learn a little bit more about security and some of the different elements, maybe it's a good learning experience for you. But anyway, we'll keep checking in here and let you know how things are going. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.